sorry I had to call you back. I really thought I was going to have an accident. Unbelievable. I had to go to the bathroom.
No, listen to this.
Why are you freaking out?
I have to wait until 10 fucking o'clock. I am flipping through the channels and flip onto headline news, and it's the trail end of a story, and they're showing a video from a viewable office with, like, the creep and these other people walking into it.
When was this?
I don't know. I don't know. So, and all I hear is something like the Nixon tapes, and this is now showing stonewalling from the White House.
What?
So I don't know what this means. I don't know if this is video.
Okay, so we have to wait until headline news comes on.
Exactly, until 10 o'clock.
Well, there can't be video.
Well, there was a video. I mean, unless they were videoing these people walking into the meeting. I don't know. I didn't see enough of it.
Oh, well, in your case, if that's the case, which I'm now hoping it is, it's okay. Do you see what I'm
saying? Why is that okay?
Because you're not where the cameras are.
Yeah, but how do we know they're not back there?
Oh, there's no way. Look, he's got to be aware of this. This isn't something he's unaware of.
I don't know. I mean, and I find, like, you know, that's really fucked up if he knew that.
Well, assuming that there is one, which we don't know, he would have to know. But it could just be for documentary reasons or in terms of, you know, for political reasons. It would have nothing
right.
to do with anything.
And I think that...
And certainly not the inner sanctum.
But I don't know. I think it has to do with campaign something, so I don't know if it's people coming in for meetings,
well, sure.
you know, so I don't know.
Okay, well...
We just have to wait a fucking half an hour.
How would anybody on the other side have any information to lead them to believe that meetings were videos?
Wait, let's see if maybe they'll show... We'll see. Here. Oh, shit! Oh, this is the coffee.
Well...
Those are different. I mean, this is fine. I think it's not a big deal. It's different little segments than what they showed before.
It is different.
Yeah, because what they showed before was in the Oval Office, and this was the video stuff in the map room.
Well, I would have to assume that that's not done routinely, right?
I would
right?
hope so. I sure hope so. Oh, man. Oh.
No more crises.
I know.
Was there ever anything said in the actual office before you went into the other area in terms of words that could be incriminating?
We had conversations, and I sat out there for an hour and talked to him once.
Personal conversations?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I can't imagine if he knew then that you know?
No, you'd have to be an idiot.
Right.
So I don't think that's a worry.
But I mean, why should they have taped these?
I don't know. This really bothers me because you would think it would be the last thing they take. Lordy, Monica, I don't know.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
No. This week, we're going to be nice and calm because there's no fire, nothing is bad.
Well, if he doesn't call, that'll be... You think that will be an interesting... It'll sort of say that what I said last week went in one ear and out the other.
I don't think he has ever thought in terms of, oh, I'm leaving on such and such a day and I'll be gone. You see what I'm saying? I don't think men do that in general.
I don't want to dwell on this. Oh, my hair is so gross. I should really wash it.
What is?
My hair.
Didn't you just get it done?
On Tuesday.
Oh, was it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Go with me to Blount.
What?
Go with me to Blount.
No. You go tomorrow, huh?
If I don't get this haircut, I'll scream. In fact, I have to when I go up and take my shower and wash my hair. I think I'm just going to go to work with it totally curly and not mess with it. Because I'm just going to get it cut at 3:30.
Yeah.
I cannot. I was so fortunate that I was even able to get the appointment.
So are you driving to work tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Oh, by the way, I may need you to clear me in because Gracie has my parking pass.
Oh, my God.
Is that a problem?
No. But I need your license plate number and you'll have to remind me in the morning. What time do you leave your house?
Damn. And I'm supposed to meet a girlfriend tomorrow night for dinner. I don't know if I'm in the mood because I don't want to eat anything.
Well, you can eat something healthy from a restaurant. Oh, go, Linda. That is so silly. You never go out.
You're right. I don't. Well, I'll see. It depends on what's going on with the dog and the girls next door and all that stuff. So, all right. So I should call you then from the car?
Okay. And then I'll clear you in.
Well, thank you, dear.
You're welcome. Oh, boy, I am so hungry, I could die.
What did you have for dinner?
Sushi.
Oh, yeah, that's not very filling, is it?
No, but it sure is good.
You like salads, though, right?
Yeah.
And you can have a lot of salads with
this thing? Oh, yeah, so we'll see. I mean, it's good. I get to eat pasta again. I love pasta.
Do you like Boston lettuce?
I don't know Boston lettuce.
It's very limp.
Oh, probably not.
God, it's. I love it with dill.
Oh.
And I could eat that without dressing. I'll make you one of those salads one of these days and show you.
When I send these sunglasses, oh, they were a steal. They were originally $135.
I wish I could see them.
Oh, I'll have to do something funny with the sunglasses. Well, then you know what? He's a fucking shithead.
What now?
Because I tried to find my copy of Vox tonight when I was attempting to clean my room, and there are no chapters in there. It is one long, continuous book.
There are no chapters?
No.
Well, that could be in the sense that he reads 30 pages a night kind of thing,
you
know?
He's a little liar. That's what I know. He's the biggest little liar I have ever met.
Well, that may be, but I know he reads voraciously.
Yeah, well, he didn't finish it.
Did he ever finish the notebook?
He did, yeah.
But he didn't get out of it what you thought he would?
No, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't think anything could be more obvious, except that I guess he doesn't think about me when he thinks of leaves of grass, so...
Just remember, he's a guy. He may be many other
yeah.
things, but he's a guy. And guys are notorious for being less intuitive, less sensitive, less reading into meanings and...
I don't know. But when it says, you know, when the guy is talking about his special copy of Leaves of Grass that took a bullet for him in World War II, you know, and quotes Whitman, you wouldn't kind of jar your memory? Oh yeah, I gave that to this chick.
And why did he give it to you?
Because he had read it when he was my age, and he...
Well, that was very sweet, though.
Yeah.
What occasion was that for?
That was... I don't know. Well, that was my belated Christmas present that came with the hat pin.
Oh, that was the hat pin time, yeah. That seems like 10 years ago.
Seriously.
It really does. I've never... You know, I've seen the hat pin, but I've never seen you wear it.
Yes, you have.
I mean, wear it, you know, like, as in an outfit going somewhere.
Yeah, because I never wear it to work.
I've seen you wear the pin.
Yeah.
Which looked remarkable on what you wore.
He didn't even notice that.
You know, I'm very surprised by
that. Shithead. I've just decided that... I think he's on drugs.
That's not so far-fetched, you know.
I know.
I mean, nice people are on drugs. You know how he sometimes zones out?
Yeah.
It's crossed my mind. All right, go to bed.
Okay, my dear. All right, I will try and remember. You will call me tomorrow?
I will call you either way.
Okay.
Either that or I may not get in.
Why?
Well, because I'll be circling the Pentagon.